Claude Simerman. Claude, just a young fellow, this is his second year over there, but he's from Paris, France.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the critics in Indianapolis that have heard him play and Cincinnati say that he is our second Horowitz.
Uh-huh.
He's a marvelous player.
Uh-huh.
He just clear out of this world. And I know I said to Herman Berg and Henry Culling, now Henry's a good player, but poor Henry, he just don't have hardly enough money to get by on. But he still teaches and still practicing. He's worth $1.5 million. But you'd never know it.
Yeah, right.
I laugh. Henry, Herman Berg always laughed about Henry. Herman's violinist. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Herman has a son who is touring Europe this year on concert tour.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 28 years old now. Bruce, very nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he played in DePaul last spring at the dedication of their new art center over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known him, and I went back after his concert, talked with him a few minutes. He says, Perry, he says, I still got the red elephant. When he was born, I gave him a red elephant that was about this long, about that high, and it would knit. And Patience said, yes, but Perry, I've had to sew its ears and tail on, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they've always been, they're nice memories
uh-huh.
to have.
Yeah.
And, they, yeah, Herman said, when I was over to his house about a month ago, one evening, and he bought a great big old home over there. I think it's 11 rooms. The house was started in 1879, was completed in 1889, 10 years. And it's beautiful on the inside, but a contractor in Greencastle built it. And talk about an antique home it is. Up in the attic, it's a huge big attic, really a three-story house. But up in the attic, there's a reservoir as big as this room is and about that deep. And I said, what's this thing for? He said, that's the reservoir, the water supply. And then he showed me how they had the water drained off the roof into this big tank up in the attic. I got it, that thing had busted, wash away. And he says, well, it's empty and I'm not gonna fill it and try to use it. But that used to be the way that they got their water for their bathrooms and all, just gravitation force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was it heated?
I don't know, I meant to ask Herman. I think it was heated. I think they had a in their furnace they had a coil or something that would go through this coil and pour the hot water and back up. I think that was the idea because the house had always had a furnace in it.
Oh, even?
Even back in those days, a big hot water boiler. And I imagine that it either was piped from this hot water boiler or it might have had a coil in the firebox. I never have asked Herman just how it was here. But the stairway goes all the way from the first floor clear up to the attic, the third floor of the attic floor. And the doors, the big double doors in this house are real heavy. They're about that thick. 11-foot ceilings. And let's see, it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fireplaces on it, 2 upstairs and 3 down. The woodwork in it is beautiful. But these doors, I was going to tell you, one side of them is black walnut. The other side is hard maple. I said, I wonder how I got those stuck together. And Herman says, I don't know. I've often wondered myself. But they look just like one solid piece of wood. And of course, back in those days, they used the transom, you know, over the door.
Yes.
Instead of having glass in those transoms over the door, they're all hand-painted pictures. I said to Herman, I said, I bet you those transoms, some art gallery would give you a price for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very interesting old house.
Uh-huh.
It's all brick.